now on the Carrie and Rob guest hotline. Joe, welcome to the program, and how are you today?
Well, I'm super. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you on board. I'm sure a lot of people obviously recognize the last name, but in reading your biography, I'd like you to share a little bit about who you are, because I think it differs a good bit from who people might think you are based on your last name. Talk a little bit about you and what you've accomplished in your life.
Well, I've had quite a diverse career, starting down in the ranks in data processing and working my way up through supervisor, general supervisor in a manufacturing environment, being responsible for budgets and profits and production and schedules, and worked all the way up to chief executive officer and president of Coors Tech. That's been my career at Coors.
And talk about Coors Tech, because that was what fascinated me. I think a lot of people, or I'll just say me, I'll put it on my own shoulders. I hear Coors, I think beer. Coors Tech is a little bit different than that.
Yes, the products we make for thousands of customers, 3,500 employees in our organization, are products that are basically hidden from, they're not consumer products, let me put it that way. If you drive around in a car, the chances are that you've got quite a few of Coors ceramic substrates that are used to house the electronics in automotive application.
And Mr. Coors, why at this point, why are you choosing to run for political office?
Very good question. But this thing has been growing on me. What's happened in the last 3 years back in Washington, D.C. is almost unconscionable. And I just feel compelled and called to stand up for limited government, balanced budgets, and a business approach to running Washington, D.C., and that's why I'm in it.
And I'm sure you may have heard of the great book, The Blueprint, how Democrats came into Colorado, kind of used it as a testing ground, really, poured a lot of organization, a lot of money into it in earlier years to turn this state from blue to purple, red to purple to even blue. What are you doing to ensure that you have the organization and ground game you need to combat the Democrats, especially an incumbent?
Yes, incumbent is well entrenched. I'm familiar with Rob Whitworth's work in the Blueprint, and we are gathering steam. I don't have a primary, so that's an advantage to give me more time on the ground to gather my team and do the right job. But I can tell you, based on caucus meetings last night that I attended, voters are angry, and they're fed up with the liberal agenda back in Washington, D.C. And my track record, I don't have a voting track record, but the things that I would vote for are things that Perlmutter has voted against, and his voting track record is... He voted for the stimulus packages. He voted for the Obama health care. He voted against Keystone, which is just absolutely tragic, in my opinion. So it's there's a clear choice for the voters here on November 6th, 2012.
You know, it's interesting in the caucus that I attended last evening, Joe, when you got to the portion where you talk about things that you'd like to have presented at the county meetings and then maybe go to the state meeting. One of the things that was unanimously supported was energy independence, and they wanted written into what was being sent to the county meetings specifically support for the Keystone XL pipeline, that people in Colorado should be supporting that as well. You just mentioned that as well. Talk about the importance of that and of energy in the 7th Congressional District.
Well, the jobs that will be created all the way down the line with the Keystone Project, it's speculative, of course, but let's say there are 20 or 30,000 key jobs. You multiply that by a factor of 5 to 7, because that's the downstream effect of a private sector job in this country, and all of a sudden you're talking a lot of jobs. Personally, I just don't understand why we import oil from countries that don't like us.
Amen.
And we have more resources in the state of Colorado for energy than the whole Middle East combined. And why the environmentalists are the squeaky wheels keeping us from tapping that resource is something I'm going to challenge.
Joe, you were talking about the liberal agenda and what's going on in Washington and some of the voting positions of Perlmutter. And I want to talk more just about the permanent political class in general, because as you know, having lived your life out here and being in private business, that we often look back at Washington, D.C., and from this distance, the differences between the R's and the D's blur. They become one and the same, a permanent political class that seems to just morph into one. And we on the Carrie and Rob Show have some of our personal heroes back there in the House of Representatives, Jason Chavez from Utah, Justin Amash from Wisconsin, people that we look to that, you know, especially when Washington's back there taking procedural votes, you know, so they can come back and say, I voted against the debt ceiling increase, but really when it counted, they voted for the debt ceiling increase. You know, will you be willing to take on your own party's leadership and vote the courageous way?
It's interesting you should ask that, because the question that I ask my party is that if I'm not going to toe the line on everything just because it makes party sense. You know, if I'm opposed to a spending bill, for example, I'm going to vote no. I don't expect to have, you know, the Democrats have this way of if you don't belong to the club, you don't get any support. And I'm afraid that my opponent has fallen victim to the Pelosi web, if you will, and I'm not going to happen to me. I'm too much of an independent, independent in the sense of thinker.
Well, and besides... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, besides, you know, one of the problems back there is that there are only 18% of Congress has any private sector experience, and those are the people that I want to surround myself with when I get back there, because we can make a difference.
Joe, talk a little bit about your opponent, the incumbent Ed Perlmutter. You mentioned a few of his key votes when it comes to Obamacare and the stimulus. And others, but how will you, within the 7th District, separate yourself from Congressman Perlmutter? How will you make the case that it should be Joe Kors, not the current congressman?
Well, to me, it's very clear, and it's clear that $1 trillion, actually $3 trillion, of increased debt in this country has come as a result of the liberal votes. And it's very clear, as I go back on Mr. Perlmutter's voting record, that he's voted for all of them. And if that's what the United States of America voters want, they can have him back again. But if they are tired and fed up of $1 trillion deficits with no accountability, my conservative leanings and background and being able to create private sector jobs experience that I've had gives the voters a clear choice on this.
Well, Joe, we want to thank you for your time. We also thank you for stepping up and running. It's not easy to do. The job you seek is not an easy one to do either. And you just touched upon something that we say on this program all the time. You know, whether it's within the Republican Party, where some of these folks need to be primaried, or certainly getting people to come out and run against Democrats, this election on November 6th of 2012, to us, is going to be a real snapshot of where we are of a country. Are we going to continue down this path towards European socialism? Are we going to continue down this path to entitlements and the welfare state? Or are we going to try to bring this country back from the brink? You and I and Carrie, to somewhat of a lesser degree, because she's younger, we've been around long enough to see that, you know, things can be different. And we've watched how much we are starting to go over the cliff. So we wish you well. We'd like to get you back on the program between now and November a few times, talk about the race, see how it's going. Maybe we can even get Ed Perlmutter to come on and have a little bit of a back and forth here so you can have a bit of a debate with him here on the Carrie and Rob Show. Would you be up for that?
That would be very interesting.
All right. Well, we would enjoy hosting that. We'll see if we can make that happen. Good luck to you, Joe. We appreciate it. Thank you for talking to our audience today.
You're welcome, and I thank you. It's been an honor and privilege to talk to you.
All right. Thank you so much. Joe Kors, he's running on the Republican ticket in the 7th District of Colorado for the United States Congress right here on the Carrie and Rob Show.